Come, Get Away from the World by Jacob Fulmer, Church Magazines. Temples offer peace the world can't provide. A recent temple open house gave these youth a deeper look inside. Why prepare for the temple? After attending an open house for the Draper Utah Temple, some 60 teens from the Bluff Ridge and Whisperwood wards of the Syracuse, Utah South Stake have plenty of answers. And they also have a one-word definition of their experience. Cool. Yes, cool. And it's not because they get to see the beautiful windows, carpets, and paintings. It's because they know the feeling of the temple comes from a remarkably rare piece available inside. You get the coolest feeling and know that it's a holy place, says Tyson Clark, age 14. The Syracuse youth laughed and talked together as they arrived, but noise dropped to whispers as they entered the lower level of the temple itself through polished brass and glass doors that lead to the baptistry. Their eyes were as wide as their smiles. When you come through the door, everyone stops talking, Tyson says. Ryan Tucker, 16, says, I noticed the peace and serenity the moment I walked in. It helped him to leave worries of the world behind. Service counts. Looking at the exterior of a temple can often provide a feeling of peace. But many of these youth who have already participated in baptisms for the dead in other temples know that one of the great things that goes on inside is serving others. I know that I am helping people who can't be baptized for themselves, Ryan says. Tyson's sister McKenna, 16, remembers feeling nervous her first time doing baptisms for the dead. But at the open house, when she saw the Draper Temple font supported by 12 white oxen, it reminded her of the blessings of temple service. Just entering the temple helps you feel a little calmer, she says. But as you do baptisms, the feeling gets even better. Leaving the baptistry, the Syracuse youth walked up a wide staircase to the second floor. Their heads kept swiveling as their long line slowly progressed past images of the Savior and paintings of local landscapes. It was nice looking around and noticing things by yourself, says Megan Skidmore, 15. It's nice to get away from the world. It helps me feel like I have some place to go if I ever feel alone. As they stepped into the celestial room, quiet awe replaced already softened whispers. They craned their necks just enough to take in the detailed glass chandelier hanging in midair with a high vaulted ceiling overhead. Reflections on Eternity. Their final glimpse inside the temple included a short stop in one of its 5 ceiling rooms. This was the favorite room of recently ordained deacon Stockton Stoker, age 12. When you look at the mirrors on either side of the altar, the reflections just keep going, he says. It represents that families can be together forever. McKenna says, It's important to stay worthy so I can be married in the temple. It's what I've wanted to do my whole life. Perhaps the most important understanding the open house reinforced, however, was that the temple can already be a very real part of their lives. They each have their own ways of keeping an eye on the temple. Megan and Ryan like keeping pictures of a temple on their walls, because it helps them remember what it's like when they are there. McKenna suggests setting aside time to read the scriptures and what they say about the temple. Stockton keeps it simple. Keep being holy. Repent if you do something wrong. Just prepare to go to the temple. It's definitely worth it to go to the temple. You just have to remember what you're on earth for, says Tyson. The temple is a place that can help us learn where we're at spiritually, and how to be a better person. In other words, by getting away from the world, we gain the perspective we need to get along in the world. And after all, isn't that what we're really after in life? Sidebars. Celebrating the Temple in Finland by Anna Culp. The Helsinki, Finland Temple was dedicated on October 26, 2006. Jenna Koivu, 18, and Aleski Kiko, 17, were asked to share how they felt about the temple. Jenna says, When the temple was finished and I went to the open house, I said it was the most beautiful building in Finland. I began to understand how very blessed we are to have our own temple. Alesky notes that even during construction, the workers, who were not always Latter-day Saints, honored the temple grounds by not cussing, not drinking, and not listening to inappropriate music. Before the Helsinki Temple was dedicated, members of the church traveled to the Stockholm, Sweden Temple, which sometimes included a 2-hour bus ride and an 11-hour overnight ship ride. Alesky says that at first he was disappointed to lose the fun youth trips to Sweden, but after attending the Helsinki Temple, concludes that these temple trips are special in their own way. It is fun to see how other members honor the same things I do, he says. The day before the temple open house, many saints participated in a cultural performance. Alesky played guitar in the performance and listened to the speakers, including President Gordon B. Hinckley. He also participated in the open house, and his mother sang in a choir. My best experience was to hear the prophet and to see him with my own eyes. My testimony was strengthened, Alesky said. Jenna describes her favorite experience of the dedication. I was grateful and very moved and also felt great peace. My eyes moistened when I got to raise my hand and wave the small white handkerchief 3 times in the air with everyone else and with a prophet. She keeps the handkerchief as a reminder of that day. Jenna and Alesky have strengthened their testimonies through temple attendance. Jenna says, I believe temples are a small piece of heaven on earth. Temple attendance inspires me to repent and live so that I can enter worthily into the temple to perform baptisms for the dead. Later in my life, other covenants. Alesky says, I believe the temples are the Lord's house. I try to honor temples as well as I can and try to live so that every time I go to the bishop for a temple recommend, I can without a doubt say, I am worthy to step in the house of the Lord. Prepare. As temples are prepared for our members need to prepare for the temple. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Personal Preparation for Temple Blessings. Ensign May 2001, page 32. End of sidebars. New Era More. To see the video that was shown at the Draper Temple open house, follow our link at newera.lds.org. End of the article, Come Get Away from the World, by Jacob Fulmer, Church Magazines.